Okay. All right. I just want to echo Diane and thank Chris and Joan for inviting me. Thank Juniper and White Whale for hosting. One of the things that I like to do in any reading that I have when I have the time is to start with a poem by someone other than myself. And I am going to tonight open with a poem by George Abraham, a Palestinian American poet who I had the pleasure of reading with last year for White Whale in solidarity with the people of Palestine. There is a long history of solidarity between Palestinians and Puerto Ricans as occupied people. And the poem starts with an epigraph. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine. The Balfour Declaration, 1917. Broken houses before Balfour. It being clearly understood that the gazelle was not always a border between extinct and endangered. It being clearly understood that ground sumac and the heart of a pomegranate are proof enough that a country can coagulate in our hands. It being clearly understood that every image of Elysium came from somewhere, that inside every heaven there is an earth we've mourned the loss of. It being clearly understood that wandering itself can become a type of home. It being clearly understood that there never was a Palestinian people came from the mouth of a settler who, when asked, "Where are you from?" replied, "Chicago." It being clearly understood that the settler's father was Palestinian by his own definition. It being clearly understood that in his childhood, Siedel would wander the streets of Jerusalem with his Jewish neighbors every morning. It being clearly understood that they fell out of touch. It being clearly understood that while the gazelle is the most Palestinian thing to write about, I've never seen one. I'm starting to think we made them up. It being a clearly understood mythology. It being clearly understood that Israel's right to exist. It being clearly understood that when our cathedrals and mosques were burning, there was never anything to mourn. It being clearly understood that our churches were built before their ancestors' ancestors' ancestors knew Christianity existed. It being clearly understood that the church will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. It being clearly understood that this object, which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing, which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing in Palestine, it being clearly understood that Palestine, it being clearly understood that His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in any other country, it being clearly religious, it being clear, understood. And I think that poem transitions nicely into the first of my own that I'll read. The title of the poem is Promesa, which is the Spanish word for promise. And also is an acronym for the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management and Economic Stability Act that installed a fiscal control board or junta in Puerto Rico that is not beholden to the people or government of Puerto Rico. Poem also starts with an epigraph. To the inhabitants of Puerto Rico, in the prosecution of the war against the Kingdom of Spain by the people of the United States in the cause of liberty, justice, and humanity, its military forces have come to occupy the island of Puerto Rico. They come bearing the banner of freedom, inspired by a noble purpose to promote your prosperity. Nelson A. Miles, 1898. Promesa, after Romeo Santos, Usher, and the US government. Tu cuerpo de la cárcel. Do I have to tell you of the prisoners? Valviso Campos, or Lope Rivera, or Abuela tomb in Miami. Came to this country promised an American dream. Cancer, the nightmare she never woke up from. Tiene control sobre mí, mi isla. The bombs dropped over Vieques. I hear skeletons rattling when Caribbean waves reach shore. Has this always been your promise? For my joints to be crushed into sand? For the waves to be my only elegy? I'll give you my heart, but you gotta promise. Promise you'll hold me when these nerves finally settle into themselves again. Prométeme que no me vas a dejar without at least promise of proper burial. Somewhere these bones can be left alone. All right. So that was from Our Bruises, kept singing Purple. And now I am going to close out with a few newer poems. Diasporican interview featuring the tourist question. You know, I was just in Puerto Rico. 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 You know, I always forget how easily the colonizer moves through stolen land. This next poem was written after, not this last Super Bowl, but the year before, J-Lo's halftime performance. J-Lo wraps herself in a Puerto Rican flag wrapped in an American flag. And a collection of cords bundles into a skeleton. Diva wrapped into flags. Voice wrapped around songs marching one long funerary procession. How easy it becomes to sing American. How natural it is to hope this belting maps a country. Collection of cords bundled from our skeletons. Hasn't this always been empire's only lesson? Teach us to beg. Teach us the coquis croaking traps all our anthems into one long funerary procession through the sugarcane fields. And the coffee crops deaden any chorus of protest, and our islands are slapped into a collection of chords, bumbling skeleton of an orchestra symphonied until there is no question. We are American as anyone else who isn't really. The gap between our every song, just another funerary procession. And for a moment, I can see myself dressed in the cloth of two flags. How they thrash and flap. Tune my body into a collection of chords over my skeleton. Every song I can sing, one long funerary procession. All right. And I do want to end with a poem that is a little more joyous. So hopefully this gets us there. Diasporican rechristening after Pedro Pietri. We work. We are sometimes on time. We are sometimes late. We are sometimes coming up with the excuses for why we can't make it, even as we know we have to. Some of us are trying to be American, and some of us are trying to be Boricua, and some of us are trying to be. We are relearning Spanish, or we are practicing our Spanglish, or we are remembering that language is just another tool of empire. We are dreaming of the archipelago, and we are not. We are dreaming of returning to Puerto Rico, and we are dreaming of returning to Nueva York, and we are dreaming of creating our own chain of islands throughout this sprawling empire. We are taking too long to say goodbye at every party, and we leave singing Maelo through the streets, and we leave singing Hector Lavoe through the streets, and we leave singing Ruth Fernandez through the streets, and we are alive, we are alive, we are alive, we are alive, sobrevivientes en vivo, Juan, Miguel, Milagros, Olga, Manuel, we are alive, diasporicans who have always known we are Puerto Rican. Thank you.